you.
You're recording. Okay, we are now back in open session. We are discussing case 22-136 and case 23-03 regarding Maya Bellapinata DVM. Ms. Solomon is the lead, so I'm going to let her begin.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I think that we can see the connection between the two cases. They happened in chronologically in fairly close proximity to each other, and they seem to be related as to the unusual behavior that was displayed on the first complaint, and with the possible influence of some type of substance, and then having the second complaint from Scottsdale Osborne. So based on that and the connection, I would make a motion to combine case 22-136 and 23-03.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to combine these two cases. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries.
Continue. Okay, I think one of the, if you read this board's mission in the statutes, the very first thing that's mentioned is protection of the public. And I think that's a major concern here based on the information that we've received to date. That tends to provide a sense of urgency, I think, for board action and related to this consolidated case. Basically, I would like to ask if I understand there have been previous discussions with staff in which you've declined to voluntarily temporarily suspend practicing veterinary medicine. Is that correct? Have you declined? Or would Flynn prefer to
continue? Sure, I can speak to that. I think we were going back and forth about possible options. It wasn't that we necessarily refused to do that. It was to at least present the idea to the board of potentially considering an ICA where the board simply orders her to participate in an evaluation. What we want to try to avoid in this situation is a summary suspension that then triggers the formal hearing. We would re-urge our request to do just an eval. If the board feels, based upon your comments, that this is a matter where it needs to put some sort of cessation of practice, I think that can be accomplished through an interim order not to practice until she gets a evaluation. What I don't want is I'm trying to avoid a situation where there is a disciplinary decision being made that then puts us straight into hearing space. I would rather have the opportunity to do whatever evaluative work needs to be done and then appear before the board and potentially, if there's a substance issue, obviously negotiate a resolution with the board. And if there's not a substance issue, then be able to return to the normal track of having an investigative meeting like we're having right now. So it's not necessarily we're refusing any potential options. It's just that we wanted to be able to get in front of the board to discuss the least aggressive option, which is just an evaluation without any changes to her practice. And if that is not satisfactory to the board, then we would ask to some sort of interim action right now, because we can always, once we get an eval, step back from such an interim action. So I hope that clarifies kind of where our mindset is.
It sounds like you would be, okay, it sounds like that option is still on the table. So if that is, that being the case, I would make a motion that the board offer an interim consent agreement that would temporarily suspend Bellapinata would temporarily suspend the practice of veterinary medicine until that was restored by the board at some future date, an evaluation by a state-approved addictionologist would have to be completely done and provided to the board. That also should include a hair test for standard hair test that will detect any substances over, I understand, about 90 days. And that if that interim consent agreement is not signed, that this is being done on somewhat an urgent or emergency basis in order to protect the public, but also to be of some assistance to Dr. Bellapianta, that if this ICA is not signed upon delivery, that it would then go to a summary summary suspension and then hearing.
Yeah, so if I could maybe
clarify.
Well, just share with you what I heard. You moved to offer Dr. Bellapianta, and I hope I pronounced that correctly.
No, I can't do it wrong.
An interim consent agreement whereby her license will be suspended.
Yes.
Until such time as she undergoes an evaluation by a board-approved addictionologist.
Yes.
There are no time frames associated
Correct.
With that. She can do it at her pleasure.
Correct.
As part of that, you would like her or order her to also have a hair follicle test.
Yes.
Whenever she has that evaluation and she wants the board to revisit this, the matter will come back before the board for further action, whatever that may be.
Right. But just to be clear, a suspension doesn't automatically end when the evaluation is done.
Correct.
It's got to be an action by the board after reviewing the evaluation to determine that that's appropriate.
Her license will remain suspended until affirmatively reinstated by the board.
Okay.
And then if the ICA is not signed when presented to her,
yes,
the board will issue a interim order summarily suspending her license
yes.
pending
yes.
further disciplinary action.
Yes. So
moved. Thank you.
Sorry. Flynn, did you have something you were trying to share?
I had just a brief two brief comments. Mark, if it would be possible, and it would be up to the board, obviously, if usually in these ICAs I see this at the med board a lot, where if we present the eval, it usually gets calendared for the board, and then within 30 days or at the next meeting. If we could just have something so it's not so amorphous about when we can get back in front of the board, I think that would aid in us signing an ICA. And then also, if it would please the board, if the facts included in the ICA can be minimal, that will certainly, that will help encourage, I think, a acceptance of that ICA. We just want to be mindful of not airing the licensee's situation necessarily on an interim basis, given that there hasn't been an ultimate determination of any unprofessional conduct. So those would be my only two comments.
Flynn, I have a follow-up question of Mark then. Do we need to have the findings of fact that are in the draft or no?
For the ICA,
yeah.
We'll just incorporate
okay.
some general references
okay.
to support the suspension and the evaluation.
Okay.
And then with respect, and I don't want to misspeak, and I'll let board staff jump in, but once the board receives the evaluation and you request it go before the board, they'll do their best to put it on the first available agenda.
Yeah.
They're not going to.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The ball's kind of in your court.
Yeah, and then keep in mind, if your client signs the ICA, you'll still need to respond to the two pending complaints and have all that information. So hopefully everything will be bundled together when it goes to the board.
Understood.
Okay. Did any other board members have any other questions with respect to the motion that Jane made?
I don't believe so.
Okay,
good.
Did we have a motion to combine the cases?
Yes.
Yeah, that was
yes.
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 We did a voice vote for that.
Yeah, that was
So now we have a motion.
A motion for the ICA.
Have a second.
And the summary suspension.
And the summary suspension.
Second.
Okay.
Already seconded.
Sorry. Okay, well, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Let's do a roll call, Victoria.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Mr. Lohi?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
Ms. Krieger?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay. I think that settles this particular case then.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for being here today.
Yep.
Court.
Okay. So now we are going to go back to section number four, number six, 2264, in regards to Shauna Wood. Board may review, discuss, and take action on proposed modifications to consent agreement offered. That is in the supplement one.
Let me do this on the other one.
Okay. That's good.
Who do you got again?
The attorney who's going to make the pitches to
all those. I want to say, are you
kidding?
He's
going to love what I've got.
Yeah. I'm going to say, are you kidding?
Huh?
Trust.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. We are on item 2264 regards to Shauna Wood. Board may review, discuss, and take action on proposed modifications to consent agreement offered. Mr. Lohi is the lead on this, and I don't know if he wanted to speak first or have you perhaps share. Sorry, we've got some folks talking in the background. What would be your preference, Mr. Lohi, to have him first discuss what modifications he was making and why?
I guess I would like to hear his argument. All I've seen so far is a couple sentences on an email. So I'd be interested in hearing counsel's reasoning.
Yep. Thank you, and I appreciate you hearing me out on this. First, want to make it abundantly clear that Dr. Wood is going to enter into the consent agreement for the continuing education and acknowledge the error in her record keeping. What I wanted to do, and perhaps I'm over lawyering this a bit, but what I did is I went through and I culled out all of the findings of fact, which I believe aren't really pertinent to what the board actually found. If you'll recall, there was a lot of allegation, a lot of facts for you all to unpack. You spent quite a good deal of time in the board meeting talking about the various allegations. What the findings of fact contain is basically the entire sum and substance of the complaint and the investigation. That investigation involved an initial gathering of facts concerning things more than just the record-keeping error on the sedation of the horse. There were allegations that Dr. Wood did not appropriately seek permission for treatment from the owner, that she did not provide records after the fact that were required, et cetera. So what I was trying to do is make the findings of fact pertinent and in coordination with the findings that the board actually made after it went through everything, so that what I called out of there was a lot of the allegations and a lot of the findings of fact that went to the allegation that were not sustained by the board. So what I have left in there are the facts that specifically pertain to the failure to properly maintain a record. And it was my request that perhaps we could simplify that consent agreement by agreeing that it contain only the pertinent facts, because as a practical matter, this is a public record. It gets down the road 4 or 5 years. A lot of people haven't the opportunity to have listened to the board's deliberation, and they pull that consent agreement, and it contains a whole bunch of stuff in there that were not pertinent to the board's determination and which they might misinterpret. So
I'm asking the board to call out those facts that I have identified and move forward with the consent. Nothing changed in the conclusions of law, and nothing changed in the actual discipline imposed. The other thing that I was asking is that since this only involved taking education, that perhaps Dr. Wood be allowed to finish out, provide proof of completion of that continuing education, and then apply to the board to be released early from the year-long probation. And with that, happy to answer any questions.
Okay, thank you.
So I guess I'm going to start off first, because it's easiest, with your last ask, and that is already standard practice. The probation is set to give them time to do the required continuing education or pay the fine or whatever else might be imposed. But in fact, we just did it today, accepted, completed continuing education plans and reactivated their, or re, you know, activated their license, moved their license back to active status. That's just a common, as soon as the CE's done, we're done. So
that
part, you know, is kind of a moot point. So I came in kind of prepared for this somewhat, and I guess as I looked over what was crossed out, next out, it was a lot. And I understand that a lot of it may not be related to what was found to be wrong, but the findings of fact in the consent agreement or anything else we do is, it's a compilation. It's a compilation of the complaint, it's a compilation of the response, the medical records, the investigative committee, the review, the questions they ask, the answers they get, the summary that they provide to the board, and then the initial investigative review that the board does, where we hear from the respondent and the complainant and any witnesses, and we get to ask questions. That is all the findings of fact, and that all makes the case. And then from those findings of fact, we pick out what would be a violation. So to me, it just doesn't make to say that the complaint didn't happen. Well, it did happen. A finding of fact, a complaint was filed. A finding of fact is the respondent answered back, and some of those allegations were removed and not found as violations because she responded. That is a finding of fact. So I think I think when you said over lawyering, that's exactly, I think, what's happening here. We really just don't need to do that. In the email, it said that the bulk of facts are real relevant to the conclusions of law and discipline, including them would be confusing and prejudicial. Well, the fact that the consent agreement was offered and the case did not go to an informal hearing is proof in and of itself that there is no confusion or indecision that needs to be addressed. The board found the violation, they knew what it was, there was only the one, and that's the only one they took care of. And then since the conclusions of law and the order are already stated in the consent agreement, I really don't think there's an opportunity for there to be any prejudice, because it's already done. The violation is already named, the penalty is already named, or the order to remedy that violation is named. So there's really no prejudice. And I think to say that somebody, you know, 5-10 years down the road is going to look this up on the internet, the chances of that are slim, and I don't know whether the whole thing's on there or not for them to see. So I am going to say that we take no action and leave the consent agreement as it is. It's either accepted or it's not. I assume it has a standard feature. If it's not accepted within a certain time limit, it goes to informal.
Mr. Matter
Madam Chair, I agree with Mr. Logie. The findings of fact document the entire process that has been gone through from the initial complaint through the investigative committee and including board deliberations. So I mean, to me, it's an essential part of the hearing. So I totally agree. Those are sections that are essential to the agreement.
Okay. Any more discussion, or do I hear a, did you give a second?
Second.
I said we take no action.
We don't have to do anything.
We've already got a consent agreement in place that something's going to happen if it doesn't get signed.
Right. So we don't have to take any action. We're not going to amend it. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for the explanation and indulging a cranky old lawyer.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us.
I'm cranky too.
Thank you.
All right. You may disconnect now. Thank you.
And bye.
Bye. All right. We are down to section number 6, review and approval of minutes. Who wants to do those?
Madam Chair, I move we approve.
Or did I forget? Sorry. On to the consent agenda. The board may discuss, consider, and take action on the listed matters. Any item under consent may be removed for independent discussion and action by a board member.
Madam Chair, I move that we remove from the consent agenda A3, A6, A7, A8, A10, A11, A12, A13, and A14, pending inspection and compliance, A3, A7, A8, A10, A11, A12, and A13. And do we have to do each of these separately? Vote to approve pending inspection and compliance, and then the last one would be vote to approve pending compliance.
Man, now you got me confused.
Yeah. Okay. First, we have to remove it from the consent calendar, and then we have to vote to approve it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So my first motion was to remove. Can I do it as one consolidated motion?
No.
Well,
that confused the hell out of me.
Okay.
You can move to approve the consent agreement with the exception of the cases you noted.
Okay. Okay. I move to approve the consent agenda with the exceptions of with removal of A3, A6, A7, A8, A10, A11, A12, A13, and A14.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
Madam Chair, I vote to approve pending inspection compliance A3, A7, A8, A10, A11, A12, and A13.
Second.
Okay, a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay.
Madam Chair, I move to approve pending compliance A14.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Okay, no action on that one. Okay, summary of current events. Anything?
Where was that thing I sent you on? I sent you to show Dr. Johnson. That's current event.
Oh,
you didn't call? He's not going to call him today?
No, they're not calling him today, because I didn't hear him.
Well, I'd show it to him, then he'd never talk to him again.
He heard you're no longer chair, and that took the win.
No, that's not it. The legislature approved, was $100 million or something? It was a chunk of money. They approved a bunch of money to repay
It's up to $100,000 if they do 4 years of service within the state of Arizona.
In a USDA.
Two of which have to be in either a USDA underserved area or a nonprofit animal rescue. Yeah, yeah.
So that's what he's been...
Yeah, it was great.
That's what he's been advocating for the whole time. Glad he finally got it done. What a guy.
Great, okay. So, call to the public. Sounds like we have nobody to call and nobody is here in person.
How come you don't have to?
I know, right? This was really my lucky day. Okay. Establishment of a future meeting date. We will next be meeting on Wednesday, August 17th. It sounds like, are we still going to be here? Since room B. Okay. Do you want to hear a motion?
Can we see in the other, see what kind of progress we're making?
I know, it's just dark in there.
I said, what did we do to Board Room A that we got evicted?
That takes 3 months.
Hey, it's taking me a year to get my oven microwave, which I bought last August.
If you're lucky, it'll be a year.
So are we adjourned?
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All right. Okay, we're done. Thank you.